So welcome to ear training class. This class we're talking about using songs to memorize intervals. An interval is the distance between two notes. And I'm giving the students right now a numerical representation of Twinkle Twinkle. And because they both know their C major scale, I asked for it in the key of C, they are able to play 1 1 5 5 6 6 5 4 4 3 3 2 2 1. Good, you don't have to play the rest. But so what they're doing is they're just knowing, they know the position of the scale, and the first note is obviously C. The fifth note is whatever the fifth note is in the key of C. If they played da 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 da, they would get to G. So they're kind of decoding this. All right. Now this isn't ear training. This is more music theory, what we just did. The process of ear training is when I don't give you the intervals of the tune, but I tell you the name of the song, and you have to figure out the intervals, right? Suppose I gave you Mary Had a Little Lamb, right? Now we're in the same key of C, and you have to figure out da 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 dee da da. And I'll leave you to do that for a minute. And you who are listening to this, just try to do it on your own and see what you come up with. Now, one student started doing Mary Had a Little Lamb, and it wasn't in the key of C. At this point, neither of them know what key it is. But I was telling her, she was doing da 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 dee da da, and I told her, but by the time the whole song is done, she'll end on this note, Now, here's the ear training 101. Don't play, you guys. Don't play. Listen to my note, and you're gonna do every note on the lowest string you got. Try all 12. Make sure you do all 12, and then tell me which one you think it is. What's that?
What do you mean all 12?
Like you start at fret. Like let's say you're on guitar, you're doing the sixth string open, like low E, and go through all 12 notes. The next note would be F on fret 1, then F sharp on fret 2, until you find. Let me get my note back again because I got distracted. All right, and then find it. Find me that note. But it's got to be. It has to be one of those 12 frets on that. So don't go to a different string if you don't find it. It means you missed it. But we only have 12 notes. And somebody has a vote here. What do you vote? What was your vote?
A flat.
All right, he votes for A flat. But did you check all 12 just to make sure that maybe some other one didn't sound even better? Correct. So we corroborated. Every student corroborated, if that's the right word, that it is indeed A flat. So that helped you find you were able to do the intervals of Mary Had a Little Lamb, but you ended up in a different key.
Okay.
So how do you begin to declutter this big mystery of, you know, what it is? So play a C again. Play like a C chord so I can get that in my ear. Okay, now it goes like this. Mary had, now hold on, don't play yet. What's gonna happen is, I'm gonna tell you the answer, and then we're gonna start giving you the process of how to figure this stuff out on your own from now on. Okay, the answer is 3 2 1 2 3 3 3 2 2 2 3 5 5 3 2 1 2 3 3 3 3 2 2 3 2 1. All right. So how do you do all that? Well, you could just start a major scale like you did before and get to the third note. Do it. Go do re mi. And you could start there. But if I hadn't told you that, you would have been still struggling like you were before. The process of ear training is when we assign a famous song that is the third. In this case, there's multiple ones to choose from, but the one I like is obla di. Obla, obla di, obla da. The distance between O and blah is a third, a major third. Obla di, right? And so when you're figuring out the song, Mary had a little and fleece was white as snow, you're comparing the tonic snow to mare, and snow mare sounds like obla di. Do you get it? So I used the song obla di to help me memorize the sound of the interval. So that's what ear training is, right? So in order to teach this, we have to do a couple of intervals, and then I'll test you on each one. But for right now, let's go to a completely different note. Choose a totally different note besides C.
Do we have that A flat before?
Okay, so sing that note. Oh. Now, don't play anything. Don't play anything else except A flat. And see if you could sing the second note of Obladi from that note.
Blah.
Correct. And that will be the third. So if you had to play Mary Had a Little Lamb,
you start with blah.
You would start with that. Mm-hmm. See if you can find that note. Happens to be the third of the scale. If you know the scale, then you could go right to it. The intervals we're going to start with today is, we already did the third. We're also going to do the fifth, the octave, and the fifth and the octave. I'm gonna go by sort of the easiest and the most famous. The octave is Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Right. So pick. In this case, I'm gonna tell you a note. Play a D, you guys. All right. Don't play. Wait. Don't play. Yeah. Right. So before you even play the next D, so play the first D. You can don't play it yet, but predict what it's gonna sound like by singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And then see if you're, right by playing the D above that. You sure are, and always it'll never fail. Now you guys pick a different note, pick something completely different from D.
F sharp.
What is it?
F sharp.
Okay, perfect. So she's playing the D string, the fourth string at the fourth fret. So put your, play that and sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow in that key. Don't play anything else except that note. Somewhere. And sure enough, well, that you have to sharp that other F. Yeah, it's gonna work every single time. Right? And so if I gave you, if I tested you to, if I tested you between a third and an octave, for example, so, yeah, the question is, for people who don't sing, are they screwed when it comes to ear training? She didn't ask it like that, but it's kind of like that. They can still hear it. It's like in your inner ear. It's hard to explain. The vocalization is just the expression of what you're hearing. You can hear, like you can have people who are mute, who don't even talk, be great musicians. I actually heard a deaf musician. There's a famous deaf musician in the classical world. I saw her play. It was really cool. She goes by vibration.
What does she play, cello?
I think percussion. That was 20 years ago. I don't remember if she's still around. But if you look it up and tell me who she is, you get brownie points with me, just letting you know. It's in your inner ear, and the vocalization is just a way to make me know that you know that your inner ear is hearing it. Now, I'm going to test you guys between, we've done two intervals so far, the third, which is Obladi, and the octave, which is Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So just listen, and I'm going to play one or the other, and you're going to tell me which one it is, okay? Here we go. So does it sound like Obladi, or does it sound like Somewhere Over the Rainbow? All right, so you have a vote for the third. Is that what you think too? And you guys are correct. Here's another one. Absolutely. So it's the
octave.
You got it. So this, the ear training is not that hard. All you have to do is memorize all 12 intervals. There's nothing. Now that may seem like a lot, but for the rest of your life, if you just think about it this way, if in 20 minutes you just did two of them, and there's only 12, you did 1/6 of the work that's going to last the rest of your life. That would definitely be worth it, wouldn't it? The reason people don't do ear training or even I don't teach it as much as I should is because it's unglamorous, you know. But then being able to spit back a melody at any point, like let's just do a little role play right now. Pick me a famous pop tune. You pick a famous pop tune and you pick a key. I'm going to press pause while you think. One that, you know, I definitely would know the melody of. And so you're going to pick this pop song, you're going to pick the key, and immediately I'm going to spit it back to you.
Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
All right, fine.
G.
Now I know that happens to be in a minor key, so. Is not my love. So I'm comparing it against the tonic. So I got. I'm a little murky there. Is not my son. I don't know that melody right there. And it's because I don't really remember. But that's
pretty much it.
Yeah, so it took me a second, that one little spot. Kid, that still throws me. Kid is not my son. Alright, so. But in general,
that. You start on the root, right? So you got the first note in your head. And then, how did you go from there to finding the tonic?
Because I heard the tonic as the kid is not my son, like ding 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 ding. That's the key. You have to internalize. This takes time, you know. But this is the overall process. Once I got the key of and I heard Billie Jean, which is the same note.
It's an
there's my somewhere. No. Billie Jean is, and then the rest just fall into place. I hear, you know, 1 flat 7 5, 1 1 flat 7 5, 1 1 flat 7 5, 1 2 flat 3. Wait, hang on. 1 flat 3 4, flat 3 2 1. And then 1 5 3 2 flat 6 5. I just hear those and I know where to find them. The ultimate thing is, this is the ultimate, like the Holy Grail, to be able to hear the melody or chord progression and then be able to know where it is on the fretboard. But the computer program goes by so fast, you don't realize it's broken into two completely different parts. And the completely different parts are, A, you recognize the intervals, B, you know where those intervals are on the fretboard. That's fretboard theory, which we're not covering in this class. But it's the Holy Grail and it's a wonderful thing. So that having demonstrated that, think about it like that. You just got two intervals out of 12, and that's already 1/6 the work. Let's do the interval of the fifth. And by the way, if you come up with a different song that you like better than the one that I chose, it should be a song that's meaningful to you. So if during at any point on this, there's more than enough information on the internet on this, if you don't like my choice of fifth, for example, then choose a different one. But here's a fifth. I use Star Wars. I go, so that first two notes, is a fifth. All right? So if you do it in the key of C, the distance from C to G is a fifth. Try it. Play C and then G. Yeah, and it certainly sounds like Star Wars. And on the guitar, the neck, except for the B sting string, the next string of whatever note you're on, two frets up, is the fifth. So, for example, if I randomly choose the sixth string, sixth fret, which is B flat, play it with me. Six. Now, don't play any other note yet.
Which one?
The sixth string, sixth fret.
Six.
Use finger one, because you're going to need finger three in a minute. Don't play anything else, but the fifth is going to sound like. And if you go to the next string up, fifth string, two frets up from that eighth fret, there's your fifth. Right? And so you can predict what the note is going to sound like. Right? Yeah. So if someone asked you to play the first two notes of Star Wars, before you walked in, if someone woke you up this morning and said, you know, play the first two notes of Star Wars in the key of C sharp, you'd be like, wait, what? But now you'll know how to do it. So find me a C sharp any way you like. Preferably on the lower strings, because once you get into the B sting string, the two frets up thing on the next string doesn't work. So find a C sharp and then play the fifth. Yeah. Dun, 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 and you're off and running. Imagine how after you get all 12 intervals, somebody could ask you, hey, can you play Star Wars theme in C sharp, the whole thing? And you'd be like, sure. And get this, you never even would have prepared it. You're just hearing it in your mind's ear. It's a weird expression, I know. and you're knowing where those intervals are in relation to each other. That's the Holy Grail right there. This is a very good question, which may confuse some of you at this stage, but I'm going to answer it anyway. So if you could hang on for a second. The question is, if the fifth is below, so he played D, and he knows that is the fifth, and he knows that this is an A note. So if he plays D and then an A below it, do you call that a fifth, or do you call that something else? Technically, between here and here is a four. It's like a fourth down. A fifth going up is the same as a fourth going down. This is going to confuse some of you, and don't worry about it. But what do you call it? You can call it the fifth of the key, which is what I usually do.
The fifth in D.
It's the fifth. It's like the fifth of the key. Whether it's this A or this A, that's still the fifth of D. And I'll even say the fifth below, below the time.
Okay.
Which is really a fourth down.
So it's a fourth to get to the fifth.
I don't teach. When I teach ear training, I say this in my commuter audio. I don't teach it going down. I think it's too confusing. I think you memorize them going up, and then you just hear them below after your ear develops a little. Because otherwise, then you have to memorize 24 things, not 12 things. And that to me is more. And by the way, speaking of commuter audio, all this is explained in 3 CDs, which you guys, as students, have access to anytime you wish. You can have a CD in your CD player to listen to ear training, and you could also opt to stream it or download it via MP3 to your computer, any of those. But rarely do people ask me for them. Only one student in the last 2 years, as of this speaking, has listened to all 3 joyfully many times and then went on to buy the Jamie Abersold ear training thing. Only one student in all this time, even though it's free, completely free. Now, it could just be, you know, maybe my presentation isn't as good as I think it is, but I don't know how else to present it after 20 years of playing music, or however long I've been playing music, 40 years. Who am I kidding? So ask for those. If you don't ask, you don't get. All right. But asking, you shall receive. It's something I want to give you guys. And you can give me feedback on it. Or talk to the student, to ask me privately who that student is. I will tell you, and you can interview that person. And he or she will tell you how good or not she thought it was. All right, I gave it away. It's a she. All right, so now I'm going to test you guys. I'm going to give you either a third, fifth, or an octave with random starting notes. Here we go. So actually, if you could close your eyes so then you can't look at my guitar. And before you answer, sing what you think it is internally, you know. And who thinks they have an answer? Go ahead. She said 5. Yes, correct. It's ding. Is that what you had?
Yeah.
Good job. Next one. So what is it? It's a third. You guys are good. Next one. That's the same key. Yeah, good job. Yeah. And you could even do it with multiple intervals. Suppose I played like this. Close your eyes. Suppose I played okay, again. So do one note at a time. But remember, you're going to analyze all these not in relation to each other, but to the tonic, which I'm giving you as the first note. By the way, the tonic's not always the first note in a melody, but for simplicity's sake, it is right now. So you compare these two notes. So what is that? That's a 5, correct. Then this. So when you hear the next note, you're not comparing this and this, because that's a different interval. Mm-hmm. You're only comparing this to this. So I went. And so what is this? It's 3. Do, la, right. And then the last note I played was. So again, you're not comparing this to this. You're comparing tonic to that. So you have to be able to hear the underlying tonic at all times.
That was
that, which is an important point. Like when you gave me Billie Jean, I made sure that I understood what tonic it was. I would like to do one more example. You guys are good. So now you just did a whole, melodic series, a whole melodic sequence. Mm-hmm. You went, it was 1, 5, 3, 8. 8 is octave. And you knew where it was on the guitar. That's brilliant right there. So it's not that hard. You just gotta, it's something you gotta practice. By the way, I'd like to get one more example. How about if you choose me a pop song and then you choose me a key? Mm-hmm. I'll pause while you think about it. So the call is Hey Jude, and then you're gonna call me a key.
Hey Jude in B flat.
All right, so before I play a note, don't sing, please. So, like that. So, how did I do that? I had to hear. Actually, I didn't know. To be honest, I didn't know what the B flat. I don't have perfect pitch. So, this is a secret right here. I don't have perfect pitch. I just didn't know what the B flat sounded like. But whatever key I heard the song in, I heard. Well, now that I hear the B flat, it's easy to sing it in B flat. But suppose I heard it in the original key of F in my mind, right? Because I know it's Hey Jude. So I had to hear to make it better. The tonic. That takes a little work to know where the tonic is, but it's almost always the last note of the you know the song. Na 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 na. Hey Jude. That's not the tonic, but. Nah, that's the tonic. To make it better, that is the tonic.
So does Jude land on the tonic? Hey,
tonic. No, you're about to find out that this is the root, and the intervals are 5-3, because it's... That's the fifth, and then 5-3, this is... Oblata, right? Mm-hmm. So I know, I've memorized. I'm not expecting that you would do this right now and be able to sing all those songs and then put it all together and come up with Hey Jude. But you could see that having memorized internally the sound of the intervals, I no longer think about those songs that got me to memorizing the intervals. Those are transparent vehicles that'll go away after a while. Like, I don't have to sing Obadi to myself every time I want to hear a fifth. Occasionally, if there's something challenging, I'll go back to one of those, if you see what I mean. Yeah. So what I'm teaching you is the vehicle bit. Where, and then, so once I had the tonic, I heard it. 5-3-5-4-5-3-5-6-2. And then I didn't know what it was going to sound like in B flat, but I know where the 5-3-6-2 are, and so I just went... And it was a little bit of a surprise to my ear right away before I got used to that key. Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So I don't expect you to do this now. We're just explaining where we're headed. And you're already able to detect a root, third, fifth, and octave, which is pretty cool.
We got our sixth from My Bonnie Lies Over There.
My Bonnie Lies Over There. Let's talk about that. The sixth, before we started the recording, I asked anyone if they had been familiar with the process of assigning famous songs, and someone said My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean. So in the key of, let's say the key of, just choose a random key, the key of G. My Bonnie, wait, hang on, so, alright, so that's actually, meaning the interval, the first two notes are, this is a confusing thing. The intervals between the first two notes, my, is a sixth.
But the my is not the tonic.
But the first note is not the tonic. So I think that's confusing. So when I'm giving you these examples, I always choose songs. So it's not wrong. It's just confusing. Mm-hmm. And you have to do math in order to know that a fifth and a third are a sixth apart. That's too much math.
Okay.
So I would look for examples where the first note is the tonic. So I don't know if that makes any sense, but how did I know it was the third and fifth? Because bring back my Bonnie to me. And then that's the tonic against which everything shall be measured. You have to know the, you know, again, it's the last note. Bring back my Bonnie to me. And then from there, I know that my is the fifth, like, sounds like Star Wars. And, right? Now, this is a weird thing, because this is more than an octave. It's a third above, but still, if you had to sing do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, re, mi, you would get to the third. It's in a different octave. I don't know if it's too confusing, but like do, bla, di, o, bla, da, that's my third. So we're not gonna use My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean for the memory of the memorization of the sixth. The one that I use, again, this is, you can choose anyone you want, is the old NBC low, the old NBC commercial, which would go NBC. It was 1, 6, 5. Now, if you didn't grow up, if you're not American and you didn't grow up, you're not around my age, you'll have no idea what I'm talking about. And so you have to find another sixth.
1, 6, 4.
Oh, it's 1, 6, 4? Oh, my bad.
I watched a lot of TV.
All right, so someone knows even better than me. It's 1, 6, 4, not 1, 6, 5. So technically, that's not the tonic either.
Right. Yeah.
So that, I don't know if that example even, because then if you're doing this, that means the third note, that it's not even 1, 6, 4. I call that 5, 3, 1. The last note is 1. If that makes any sense. So we still have to use another example. Went to musicnotes.com to look up major sixth, and they have two suggestions: My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean and the NBC jingle. exact same two. And here's the example of My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean. Oh, and no, actually it's just saying the second. Let's see if there's another one. Another one is Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Which is not really helpful because it doesn't start with the tonic. Because it's a descending sixth. So here's my solution to our little pickle, right? Don't play the third note in the NBC jingle. Because, yeah, just, so play, pick a note, pick a key, anyone. The key is E. So if you play E, predict what the, if you're gonna sing which is not in that key, but if you can hear just the first two notes, whatever, I said not to sing the third note of NBC, but you just train yourself to hear that interval and don't worry about the fact that those aren't the tonic. Does that make any sense? You're tricking yourself into, yeah, hearing that note. And by the way, here's the NBC theme. So these guys did well. I tested them on third, fifth, sixth. I'm gonna go further. We're gonna test you on third, fifth, sixth, or octave. Okay? All right, so I'm going to pick a random note, and don't look, and you tell me what you think it is. Maybe you can hold up a...
I'll tell you, you're going to sing it.
You, I suppose maybe hold up...
a finger?
Or just tell me what you think, you know. Like...
Star Wars.
That's right, Star Wars, right? Very good. Now here's another one. Don't look, though. Guys are good. That's an octave. Well done. How about this?
NBC.
You hear it, NBC, right? Mm-hmm. Nice job. No fooling you guys. That was a sixth. And how about one more? Guys are good. You guys are good. I suppose we should keep going. Let's do the fourth. The fourth is Here Comes the Bride. That's not the time. See, it's funny. Like, so my whole system of, I only start, I guess I take that back. I don't start with songs that have the tonic. So I tried to poo-poo Your Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean, and I had to eat my own words, and that's okay. But when you do the Here Comes the Bride, like whatever note you're on, not the B sting string, but any other lower notes, whatever, wherever you start, the next string, same fret, is going to be the perfect fourth. The guitar is tuned in fourths except for the B sting string. So if I go, if I'm playing a D at the fifth string, fifth fret.
Fifth fret.
Yeah. And if you can sing Here Comes the Bride, then you know that that next note, next string, fourth string, on the fifth fret is going to sound like the fourth. And that is the tonic. So really in Here Comes the Bride, Adam, it's like 5-1, 5-2-7-1. So, you know, really mathematically, so it goes back to your question before about the fifth below, but that may be confusing to people. But for now, it's an easy way to memorize the perfect fourth. So do another one where you pick a random key and then predict what the fourth is going to sound like before you play it. Like, pick a random key, random fret, random string.
F.
Yep. Yep. So if you play that note and sing Here Comes the Bride. Yeah. Here comes the bride. And there it is right there. The only caveat I would say, I keep saying try and avoid the B sting string. If you had played that F on string 3, this covers some fretboard theory a little bit, but if you had chosen to play the F on the 10th fret of the 3rd string, then it wouldn't, well, go to the next string. Yeah, it wouldn't be the next string up same fret, it would be the next string up one fret up. You play the F on 3rd string, 10th fret, and you try and go to the next string same fret, it's going to be a 3rd. But so you have to increase that by 1. So the guitar is tuned in fourths. Have you ever heard this? Guitar is tuned in fourths except for that one string. Have you ever seen old-fashioned, before tuners were invented, you had to tune by 5th fret, 5th fret, 5th fret, and then 4th fret, 5th fret. You remember this?
For years, that's how I tuned it.
Yeah, for years, that's how we taught to tune it. That's something, we're digressing fretboard theory, but you would tune, you would get the 6th string in tune, and then go to 6th string, 5th fret, and that's the same as a 5th string open. Yep. And you would have to adjust that 5th string until it sounded the same. Then you do the same thing on the 5th fret of the 5th string, which sounds the same as 4th string open. And then you do the same thing on the 5th fret of the 4th string, which sounds the same as the 3rd string open. But then when you get to the 3rd string, you got to go to the 4th fret. Can't do 5th fret anymore. And that sounds the same as the 2nd string open. And then for 2nd string, 5th fret, it sounds the same as the... So it's only that one little place. So that's what we mean by that. A little fretboard theory. Ear training and fretboard theory go hand in hand. You guys are doing very well. Let's test you again. Now we got root. We got 3, 4, 5, 6, and 8. That's a lot. Right? But it's good. Here we go. I'll pause it while you think about it. And if you who are listening, pausing is a good idea because then you can stop and hum it to yourself. He says it's a 6th. You agree? You guys are correct. What to do if I'm playing in an octave that's too low for you? You simply sing an octave up. Like I'm singing, if I play this, I can't sing. That would kill my voice, so I'm just going to sing an octave lower or 2 octave lower, wherever's comfortable for you. So I think you understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people get hung up on that. All right, good. You guys are doing well. Next one. That's right. Here comes the bride. Therefore, it's called a what? 4th. You got it. Well done. Guys, you're good. Keep going. Obladi, oblada. It's a 3rd. Nice job. How about this? You think it's an octave? It sure is. Somewhere over the rainbow. Nice job. What didn't we do yet? Hang on. So, one more.
Okay.
could do it again. That's right, it certainly sounds like Star Wars. Very good, you guys. I think we did all of them, right?
1, 3, 4, 5.
You didn't do two.
I mean, we did, of the ones we've learned, I did all of them in the practice, and you guys nailed every single one of them. It's cool. So the remaining ones of the major scale, the minor ones are maybe slightly harder or whatever, so we're not going to do those today. But of the time we have remaining, 2 and 7 are remaining. Let's do 2. Oh, the song Do A Deer. Perfect. The first two notes. Do, right?
But the other one is like a passing out.
Yeah, I mean, you can use the third. Once you get to know these, you can use multiple songs to inform, because the third note is the third. But anyway, let's just stick on the first two. If you play, let's say, I'll give you a note. Play A flat on the third string, first fret. Now, without playing any other note, predict what that same string, third fret, is going to sound like. Because the distance between a do and a re is 2 frets. It sure is. Do, re. And there it is, right there. Yeah. So 2 frets up is a whole step, or distance between 1 and 2, or a major second, as it's called. Well done. How about second string, 4th fret? And
all right,
so I'll just tell you, play E flat and E flat, because we got a bass player. He doesn't have a second string. And before you play any other note, predict what a whole step up from there is going to sound like. That's right. So do re do a di. Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like there's a Steely Dan song that has that intro in it. I don't know, but that's complicated, so never mind. Somebody I know listening to this is going to go nuts with that. I just said it's Steely Dan, so I looked it up right now. It's the beginning of FM, don't play for a second. It's 2 notes, the piano goes. Now there's 2 notes in there. One is going from the 3 to the 4, but the one I'm concerned about is the lower note where it's going do, do, re, do, re, do, re, do. That's what I hear. You know. All right. So you guys are doing awesome. You got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and an octave. The only one we didn't do out of the major scale today is the major 7, which we'll do at some point. But test yourself on the 2nd first before we move on to that. I'll give you some... Test yourself and then I'll test you. All right, and I'm gonna test you guys on the interval. So here we go. What do you think? That's a 2nd. Well done. Here's another one. What do you think? Okay, we have one person who says 4 and one person who says 6th. It's actually a 4th. Because if you go here, and that's one thing, like if you're not sure, sing some other examples, and when you find it, you'll know it. Like that's the thing about ear training. Like once you know these intervals, you will always know them. There's no way that someone could tell you, right? So keep going, you're doing well. How about... It sure is Star Wars. Well done. Well done. Great. How about this? Does it sound like Somewhere Over the Rainbow? Yes?
Yeah.
Great. It's an octave. All right. How about this? NBC, yeah. Maybe so that's a 6th. Well done. You guys are very hard to fool. How about... I don't know what we didn't do.
Again?
It's a 5th, isn't it? If it's a 5th, sing Star Wars.
I think it's 4, no?
Like...
It's not 5th.
And as soon as you do that, you'll hear that it's not, right? Mm-hmm. Or,
it's 4th.
Right, and then you use... use that information. Okay, a fifth is too high. You're like, wait, that's too high. And then you adjust, and then you sing, here comes, and then you know it's perfect right on. So it does. You do need to tweak these things a little, but once you know what you're doing, no one can tell you otherwise. Yeah. Fantastic job, you guys. How to practice ear training. You can do it like this. You pick a nursery rhyme, like a super easy major key song. You try and figure out the intervals in your head and write it down one at a time. Then you go back on your instrument and check and see if it's right. So, like you would do, for example, where's my little...
Mary Had a Little Lamb or something.
Well, we did Mary Had a Little Lamb. Let me look for a different example. Like Happy Birthday. Happy Birthday. Mm-hmm. So happy birthday to you. And remember, you got to start from... You have to start from... And then that happens to be a fifth below... which we didn't talk about yet, so you're not ready for that yet, but it's a fifth below the tonic, like that's a fifth, but it's really an octave below that. Happy birthday to you. Anyway, so that gets complicated, but try and write out like good ones that start on the tonic. I'll give you some to think. I'm looking at my sheet right here. Mm-hmm. Good ones that start on the tonic are Twinkle Twinkle, Row 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 Your Boat, Old MacDonald, Frère Jacques. That should be enough for now. Good luck. Have fun.